Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. In the information security industry, certainly in some of the circles I run in, there's kind of jokes about when there's an attack on your business or enterprise or whatever, that we have to attribute it to somebody, right? There's the joke of attribution dice. Oh, it's China that's attacking us or whoever, right? And those of us in the tech in the infosec business sometimes kind of laugh about that. It's because in some respect it kind of doesn't care, right? It doesn't really matter who it is, right? If you're not doing the right stuff to protect your assets, then it almost doesn't matter who's attacking you now. But I think that shows a disconnect between the people that are doing the InfoSec and the business leaders that need facts to make rational decisions. And so if you look at the issue from their point of view, they want to understand what assets are at risk, what is motivating the attackers, whoever they are. So that fact, that attribution, it's not necessarily identifying the individual that's doing it, but getting an idea of maybe the group that's doing it or what their motivations are, what are the kind of stuff that they're after. And by knowing that, that helps you make an operational risk and saying, yeah, we need to protect that, and maybe we'll allocate some more resources to it, or we'll go buy XYZ or whatever it is. But it also just kind of helps rationalize, right? There's a big difference between saying the boogeyman's getting us versus, threat actor X is getting us, and they're after specific types of data, it seems like. And so, okay, well, maybe we need to take some steps to protect that data a little bit better. So, what do we have and what do we need to do? And so for people that make decisions, those facts, it turns out, are actually very helpful in actually getting what's needed. And I'd say executives are getting smarter, I think, especially with all the stuff that's in the news. I mean, there's definitely a lot of, there's definitely a lot of visibility. And so people want to know, the decision makers want to know what things are really, really at risk. And they, perhaps who's behind it just so they can, it makes it easier to say, yeah, okay, now we can make a fact-based decision based on, things we know versus, the boogeyman's after us, which doesn't give you the warm fuzzy that really something's at risk. Cause it sounds like Chicken Little, the sky's falling kind of thing. So it is actually important as much as some of us joke about it in the industry. But for the people that pay the bills and make the decisions, it makes all the difference in the world of knowing it, in a general sense, who they are and what they're after. And certainly from a law enforcement perspective, right? I mean, that's another reason you might need to know who it is, because if you need to involve law enforcement, then you can't really do much if you don't know who it is, because the law isn't going to help you. But the law may not be able to help if the perpetrator is out of country necessarily, but that's a whole different thing. But it's still, it turns out that that's actually important, and if you want to actually have something done in your organization and things improve, some facts are going to be helpful. Now, obviously, there's going to be a lot of stuff that you may not be able to do that for, but certainly, the more information that you have, the more likely it is that your business leaders will be able to say, okay, well, this is how we're going to handle it, what do you need to get it done, right? And so that it makes it easier to get your way to do it. And so attribution ends up being important, as much as I say, sometimes we joke about it, especially the news coverage of certain things. It's easy to do that, but for the people that are actually making the decisions, it turns out to make all the difference in the world. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.